Welcome to Hear Me Roar, it's Entertainment Talk's podcast for Yellow Jackets on Paramount Plus and Showtime. I'm your host Matthew, and this is for Season 3, Episode 7, Croak. I love this episode again. I really, really did. I think in these last 2 to 3 episodes, we've really picked things up. I think the season has found its point, I suppose. It found its sort of, we started off slightly slowly, I think, but as I mentioned all the way back then, I think that was simply a case of planting some seeds, which we're now seeing the fruits of those labours, I think. It's been very interesting, this specifically this past week, so from last week's episode to this week's episode, and I keep seeing and reading about, like, the fans are really fed up with the show, they don't want to take it seriously anymore, and all that kind of thing. And look, you don't have to have the same opinion as me on the show, if you do or don't like it, or whatever. I think what's genuinely wrong with this fan base is you're all far too impatient. Like, we're not going to get, like, okay, let's say next episode, we're not going to get, like, Pit Girl, Who Killed Lottie, have them come off the island, find out if it's supernatural. Like, it's just not going to kind of work like that. And aside from the impatientness of, the impatience is the right word to use, of the fan base, I've seen a lot of people saying that, like, even aside from the mystery and stuff, that people are just kind of down in this season. I feel like I'm in a corner on my own of just like, okay, I don't know if it's as good as season 1 or 2. I couldn't outright sit here and tell you this is better than season 1 and 2. I think each season has had kind of their own thing. But I'm in a corner just still really enjoying the show. And I must feel weird because I feel like, okay, am I missing some like bad quality that's going on that's just going over my head or something like that? I don't know. I don't know what that is. And the sort of commentary I'm hearing about this show now is the same kind of commentary I was hearing sort of middle to the end of Lost. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you all. I'm really enjoying this, particularly the last sort of 3 episodes. I don't know. I feel like it's spoon feeding us, and I really like it. I really, really like it. Aside from that, I think we are being given a lot of information. It's just because people are impatient and they don't like the sort of, hey, we're gonna tell you this thing, and you do with it what you will for now. I quite like the way at the moment the show is giving us information, giving us some, not answers, but clues. Because, hey, when you're investigating, you figure out clues, and then eventually you get your answer, I guess. But I don't know, I feel like I'm just in a corner on my own enjoying this show. Because out of the way I've felt about the show so far, at least from about episode 4 to 5 onwards, now we're in episode 7. Because episodes 1 to 3 were kind of their own little thing. I don't know, I feel like I've enjoyed this show a lot more than everybody else has, at least everybody else that I've seen comments and stuff from. But hey, I'm going to continue enjoying the show in the way that I am. And look, we have to keep in mind with a show like this, same thing with something like Lost, you're not going to have the show comb through every single little thing that's happened across, if we get 5 seasons, and go, right, this is why this happened, this is why this happened, this is why this happened, this is why this happened. We should get a general answer at the end of, like, okay, there was or was not supernatural stuff happening or whatever, and this is why this was maybe happening, and that sort of thing. Because some bits of information are just kind of there to just sort of be there. But anyway, really, really enjoyed this episode. I don't think it's quite as good as the last 2 weeks, but it's still really, really good. Although the last 2 weeks, I've said, have been maybe some of the best episodes of the show, particularly last week. This is still a really great follow-on from that, which is obviously what you do with your episodes. Of course, we had the hikers and their whole story. You almost could have done a whole episode about that, but I'm glad that they didn't, because there wasn't as much, well, I say there wasn't as much story. There's clearly a lot more going on there, and we have several questions to arrive from that. It's interesting that the part I kind of found most interesting with that was, okay, you have this box, you have somebody else you're communicating with, because we still don't quite know where they are exactly. I mean, there's been a few locations given out and stuff, but we don't know exactly where they are. But yeah, this idea of, excuse me, this idea of like they had this emergency communication box that got broken because they got high and all this sort of stuff, I thought was quite interesting. There was a direction I thought they were going in with the frog thing, which I'm glad that they didn't. I thought what they were going to do is because the screaming we've heard from trees, which Lottie was, let's call it, communicating with, sounded very, very similar to the, high-pitched or whatever version of the frog thing. And I thought they were going to do it to where these hikers or whatever they are had, like, played some sound from their audio. Although when we heard it at the end of last week's episode, it didn't feel like it was being played from a speaker or something, did it? So I thought that's what they were maybe going to do, and I don't think I would have been happy with that, but that wasn't the indication. So, but interesting as well that kind of, because at least from the sum of the information that we've got, from what the first 10 minutes or so, they don't say like, "Oh, we're here for the girls. We're here to look for them." They're on some like frog expedition thing. So, because you'd assume that there is at least some, group or author or group or authority, looking for these girls, looking for the yellow jackets. Because yeah, they don't mention at all like, "Hey, we're here to look for so and so and so and so." They're on something else because they stumble across our girls, don't they? So yeah, interesting as well that, so to connect those two bits together, when we saw Ben on his own in episode what, one or two or whatever, when he'd escaped from the girls as well, he had the like he seemed to know or seemed to sort of roughly know where a supply box was, and this same group mentions, oh, because was it, well, one guy says like, "Hey, I think you're gonna run out of them," or whatever, and he's like, "Hey, there's a supply box around here somewhere." So that was interesting. And then the bit later, I'm pretty sure with Ty and Van, when they find that box, or obviously the recording thing in the tent, and it says like property of Han or something, and I think it's Ty that says it says like, "Hey, that's," she says something like, "That's where Ben came from," or something. So yeah, there's definitely more to find out there. I'm very curious to do that. Of course, one of the ways we needed to do that is I would have been quite annoyed if like all three of them had just been killed there and there, because we've got I've forgotten what her name is, the one lady they bring back to the group, and she's like, "Hey, I am," whatever she says her name is. I mean, doesn't sound like she's gonna survive particularly too long. I thought Lottie was just gonna just kill her right there, and then I thought she was just gonna like throw something at her. Speaking of Lottie, one of the best lines I think in the series that we've had, is so I love the way they do it. I love the way they sort of put together the scene. Because he's like, "Hey, what the hell's going on?" and all this sort of thing. And you just see behind him in the background, Lottie is like there about to attack him. She throws this axe at his head or whatever it was. And she says something like, "It doesn't want them here." I thought that was really cool. That was quite telling for what she thinks these people are and what she makes of the situation. Now, you can agree or disagree with several of Lottie's opinions, but she's one of the few characters, and of course, now that her future self is dead, when she says something, it's more, arguably more important and more interesting than what any of the other girls say because of the situation that they're in. So when she's like, I don't know whether like the it said to her, like, "These people don't belong, you should kill them," and we just didn't see that or something, but clearly an indication that she doesn't think that they should be there. So wow, yeah, then it just kicked off with a hunt. I'm glad that we didn't just get like, "Oh, next 5 minutes, the group just hunts them down and kills them all, and that's it." I'm glad at least, well, we kept two of them around. It was the lady with the radio, and sorry, the recording thing, and Joel McHale as well. So, because I thought this episode was just going to pick up straight from when he sees Ben's head. Interesting that Joel's not actually in that shot, is he? Joel McHale. So that was very cool. But yeah, records this message. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on with the tape in this episode as well. Yeah, and again, the because we still don't know everything that's on it, and there's still the rest of that 43-minute or whatever thing that was on Callie's phone. So again, that's another way I'm enjoying that they're giving us information is like we're getting out of context bits of these like various different audio files or whatever they are. Because it seemed like she buried this thing and left it to just like keep recording or something. I don't think she pressed stop on it. I think she left it deliberately there and buried it so that in the hope that somebody picked it up, and apparently somebody has. Yeah, somebody obviously picks that up later. So, but it doesn't sound like it's her, because they mention her daughter later on, and give a very good indication of like revenge, and she's dead and didn't make it, and all those sorts of words. So, yeah, that was interesting as well. Yeah, we're starting to get a lot more information as we. You can tell we're kind of hurtling towards the end of the season, can't you? It's that sort of things are really kind of starting to pick up on that, which I think is very, very good. What else is there for me to say about this whole? Yeah, Callie gets involved, tries to convince Jeff. Poor old Jeff. He's just trying to be innocent and just trying to just get on with his life and is dealing with bed bugs. I thought Callie was gonna say to him something like, "Oh no, I scratched you," or something like that. But interesting, yeah. It's funny the way this show deals with like close-ups of wounds and things like that as well. So I don't want to move off of this tape thing until I've talked about all of it properly. Well, the bits were there. Yeah. So Shauna was listening to parts of it. Obviously, older Shauna. We don't know who has brought it back with them, but it could be anybody. We still haven't seen Hilary Swank yet, so she could be involved somewhere. Could Hilary Swank be the daughter? I don't know. Is that too old, maybe? Still feels like she's gonna be Melissa. And I did think with the two crossbow shots that, well, obviously one of them was towards Misty, which we knew it had to miss because she's in the future. We kind of wondered if Melissa was going to get taken out there and then. So yeah, so who brings the tape back with them? We have no idea. Again, I think people need to also remember, okay, we've got episodes 8, 9 and 10, and then possibly 20 more episodes if we do 10 a season and we do 4 and 5. I don't think it's actually been renewed yet though. So yeah, but I mean, in a TV show, how quickly does it take a show to answer something? Up to 5 minutes? Because I was thinking about the show today as I was at work, and I was like, okay, when they go to give us the predictable kind of info dump, it could be the penultimate episode of the season, and it could be like the last 10 minutes. I don't think they're going to leave certain things that late, so we shall see. But yeah, for the tape, bringing it back, it could be anybody. Of course, we still have to go through, I guess, the rest of the tape being created. So yeah, but no, very interesting to have some like random outsiders interact with these girls. It's just kind of a shame that their first instinct was we have to kill them, or at least hunt them down or whatever. So yeah. Again, it's part of Lottie's thought, and I did like how that one unnamed character, when she was pulling the arrow or the bolt or whatever out of Melissa, and Lottie's like, "Can I help?" And she's like, "You've already done enough." It's like, yeah, you've kind of. It's not entirely her fault everything that's happened, but you know. So there we go. I'm sure we'll come back to the tape if it comes up again, but yeah, just interesting to see some like outsiders and some people that, yeah, seemingly weren't there for the girls, but maybe had the same equipment that Ben knew where it was. Maybe. I mean, they can't ask Ben anymore. So, yeah. So, but I was kind of wondering, sort of, okay, who is this other woman they're trying to contact, and what's she kind of all about? So, but the Ben connection there was kind of interesting because we saw that he roughly knew where that stuff was. So, there we go. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll come back in a minute and do some more character chat bits and pieces and that. I'll be back in a minute.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, let's continue with the characters. Let's start off with Shauna. She's at the top of this list here, so we'll just, it doesn't matter which order we go in. Yeah, being accused of killing Lottie. I've forgotten his name, Walter, that's it, Elijah Wood's character. Says to Misty that, yeah, the DNA, the 2 bits of DNA match up. Now, this could either be a subversion from Walter to try to get Misty to do something particular. I don't know what that particular thing is. Because, okay, do I think that that means that she killed Lottie? No, I don't think it means that, like, oh, done deal, she killed Lottie, because we don't know what happened. There's so many different people that could have killed Lottie. It could have been Hilary Swank's Melissa, it could have been Shauna, it could have been Misty, it could have been Ty. Don't think it was Van, but you never know. It could have been, what's her name, Callie. Probably wasn't Jeff. I'm kind of thinking of Dark Ty and Shauna does, because again, I mean, you could come up with different motivations for all these characters, right, as to why they could have killed Lottie. Or it could have been someone that we've not met yet either. It could be one of the girls from the island that we just haven't seen in the future. And that could be, again, the same person who's been sending the tapes and all that sort of thing. But yeah, because I don't know with Walter whether it's sort of, okay, believe it. Because I don't think with any character in this show you should believe everything that they say. Because I think everybody's got their own sly things that are kind of going on, haven't they? But yeah, we'll see where that's one where I have to see where it goes. And she rushed off to kind of see what's-her-name's daughter. I couldn't tell if it was a knife or a gun that she picked up, but it looked like a knife. So, but yeah, just in regards to Shauna, because people have said, like, okay, how does the younger one who seems really violent and out for death and stuff, or out for murder, end up like the sort of more relaxed housewife kind of version? Not my words. But I don't know, she seems a bit more, that there was some, when she's like sitting in that car, there seems to be a little bit of like, oh, I have to do this kind of thing, but The problem with something like this, and this isn't a problem of the show, it's to do with the cycle of violence and everything. And I get that, okay, if you accidentally kill someone or something like that happens, and another person finds out, another person finds out, another person finds out, it just goes on and on and on, and you have to keep killing them to get them out of the way. And then it's like the cycle of violence and all that sort of thing. You're gonna have to stop eventually. Because, okay, let's say she goes in this place, she kills this woman because she might have had the tape and whatever else, and then her dad or brother or anybody that she knows finds out it was Shauna. They come after Shauna, and it goes on and on and on and on, right? And I don't mean on and on in a bad way. I just mean in terms of, like, Shauna needs to find a better resolution to this than just, hey, this person might get in the way, so I'll have to kill them. I understand it. It's just that type of thing doesn't usually end very well, does it? So, because there's always going to be another person or another witness or another person that finds out or somebody that finds out something, and then they come after you. So she's got to find a way of, and I don't know for her what the answer is, because again, we don't know if this daughter of hers, not Shauna's daughter, the woman from the wilderness's daughter. We don't know what she knows or if she's even after the yellow jackets or interested in them. Because if she's not, then you can leave her alone and she doesn't have to be the next on your list kind of thing. So we shall see. Yeah, her and Misty falling out even worse in this episode. But again, apart from Van, because Van feels like the most innocent out of all of them, to be honest. Although everything that Ty's done has been down to her darker self, or evil self, or whatever. So, yeah, I don't think, I honestly don't think any of them should trust each other, apart from Van, really. Because do we trust any of them? Do we trust Shauna? Do we trust Misty? Do we trust Thaisa? Jeff, you could probably trust Callie. Can you trust her? I mean, us as the audience, in terms of do we trust these characters to do the right thing? I don't think that answers yes. So, let's move on from her. Talk about Misty, who is doing the accusing. I did find the car scene to be kind of fun. That moment where, like, hey, all of you are kind of, your phones are all going off, and all of you are typing, and all your phones are going off. I can see that you're all messaging each other. Again, depends on, is what Walter has said correct? And okay, if yes, does that mean that Shauna's the killer or the DNA got there in some other way? We don't know what Walter's game is with that. Unless it is just simply yes, the DNA matches up. That doesn't mean she's the killer, but who knows? So, what else happened to Misty in this episode? Apart from younger Misty, who's just kind of running away and stuff, not much to talk about with her. I was thinking that she, with younger Misty, that she was gonna like duck and the arrow was gonna hit somebody else or something. So there we go. What else happened with Misty apart from the DNA stuff? No, she had a chat with Shauna and yeah, I did kind of find it kind of interesting with the, let's call it the elevator scene. And to me, I'm thinking like the four of you know what's going on. Like you should really be helping each other. I know that all of you don't trust each other, particularly Misty and Shauna, but somebody is after all of you. Now it could be one of you. We don't know that, which again creates a distrust in the group. But if you all kind of like split off and do this thing on your own, you're kind of at risk at maybe being picked off one by one. But I'm glad I am glad that they kind of agreed to, well, not kind of, they did agree to get in the car and just do this thing, whatever. So that was good. Natalie, what does she do? She was with, was she with Ty or was it Van when they were talking to the radio woman, the audio woman? So yeah, she did that. Obviously, future Natalie's dead, so nothing to talk about there. Who else do we have to talk about? I guess we can talk about Callie. I wonder what, because you almost had two of the similar types of conversations, like the one outside the elevator that I just mentioned of like, okay, we kind of all know what's going on. We all need to kind of help each other. We don't trust each other. And then a bit of a different one on that, where it's with Callie and Jeff. Jeff's trying to do the sort of laugh it off. We're all fine. Everything's fine. And she's really giving him this look of like, no, I think we both know that there's like bad stuff going on, and we really need to kind of try to get to the bottom of this. So it's going to be interesting to see what Jeff does about that, or what Callie does about that. I mean, she's been recording her mum. Again, we don't know every single bit of. We don't know if Callie knows something that we don't know. I felt like the Friends meme was coming on there. They don't know that we know that they know that they know. But yeah, on that like 43 minute, because okay, out of all the audio bits and pieces that characters have listened to, we've not heard 43 minutes worth, and there might even be more than that because we don't know how long the tape was or any other bits. And then there was like the four deleted audio files. There was the four saved audio files. There was one on Shauna's phone called Gym Rant or something. Gym as in where you go to exercise, not the person. So she might even, because we're assuming kind of as the audience that, okay, she now knows the stuff that we know, but there's a lot of stuff that we don't know that she might know that we don't know about. A very interesting kind of circle. Because they have hinted throughout this entire series, not just season, but series of like, okay, we really did some bad stuff. It's like, okay, you've been eating people that have been dying, which is not great, but we know why you've done it. I do still feel like between now and the end of the series, we're going to be told that, like, okay, so there's a something else that happened. Because they even talk about with the tape in the car, and the hint as to what happened to these hikers and that. And then there's even a bit where Shauna was like, yeah, after what Lottie did, but we don't know specifically what she's talking about, so we'll have to see how all that goes again. But yeah, we have 3 episodes left for the season. So, again, I see. Okay, for season 3 finale, 4 finale, and 5, which is the series finale, I couldn't sit here and tell you, like, okay, in the next 3 episodes, we're probably going to get the result of this or that, or the rest of the tape, or Pit Girl. And I like that. I like that we don't sort of, because there's so many things going on at once, we don't know. First of all, we don't know when we're going to get answers to stuff, and we don't know within the next, let's say, 2 season finales, what specific answers to things we're going to get. So I think that's very, very cool. That was Callie. Lots going on with Liv in this episode. Of course, she was spitting slash throwing up blood, and is seeing visions of herself, her younger self. Is that the first time that a character has had they're two versions of themselves on screen at the same time? It might be. It might be. Anyway. And she goes to burn the bed. Now, there's a lot of discussion between, well, I say discussion, hallucination discussion and otherwise, between Ty and Van. And Ty saying about, you're going to be okay, I'm not going to let anything happen to you. And then Ty also kind of saying earlier about, like, okay, the wilderness, it was satisfied. Lottie told us it was satisfied after Nat died and all this sort of thing. I don't personally feel like whether it's the wilderness or the it, whatever the it is, I don't think that's going to be satisfied until the end of the series, in one way or another, whether it's the future girls dying or not all of them, a select more or whatever, all the ones from the past dying as well. I don't know, but there's a lot of I don't know. Are they about to kill Liv off? Sorry, not Liv. Vanessa Van. Are they about to kill Van off? I don't feel like they are. I mean, you can't keep doing that because we only have whoever Hillary Swank is, but out of our main four, we only have four left, which is, yeah, Van, Ty, Shauna, and Misty. You can't just keep killing them off because we just lost two more end of last season and this season, which was Lottie and Natalie. So, all the guys are pretty much dead, aren't they? Apart from young Travis on the island. I don't know. It feels a little bit annoying that this episode did give us a good amount of information, and I don't know what to make of any of it. But I like that. I don't know how good that is for analysis because I'm supposed to be guessing, I suppose. But no, it's not good. It's not good. I wonder because yeah, you did see Darktie if she's gonna feel the need to like go and kill somebody else. Because the wilderness wants more, and Van is dying, so maybe Darktie is going to feel the need to go and do something about that. Unless obviously Shauna goes and kills what's her name's daughter, and then she reports back, and then Van magically gets better or something. It'd be interesting to see what the balance is going to be with that. Like, okay, the next person who dies, presumably in the future, is that going to make Van like? Is it going to be the case that like every time Van gets sick, they feel the need to go and kill somebody because the wilderness wants more, the it wants more. I prefer to call it the it rather than the wilderness. The it is much more mysterious and interesting. So, I know I've said it a lot, but we'll just have to see what happens. I don't feel like it's gonna be, oh, Van just dies from this cancer and then that's just it. We'll have to wait and see. What else do we need to talk about? Talked about Shauna, we talked about Misty. What were the other big bits for the episode? I mean, half of this episode almost was the intro. So, Walter, yeah, we talked about him. And everything going on there. Get the phone call. Got Thaisa. I don't know if the show's hinting towards us that, like, when you see the hallucination and the Darktie come out, that she's been in control the whole time. I don't really feel like that. I don't think that's what's going on, but I could be wrong about that. Yeah, we had no more island hallucinations. Well, they had to deal with all the hikers and stuff like that, so that was pretty good. What else do we need to talk about? The end of the episode we just talked about with Shauna and her going and potentially hunting that daughter. I'm guessing then at some point the other two end up dead. The other two hikers, John McHale's character, although he feels like he'll be harder to take out, although maybe he just falls off another cliff or something. So yeah, but I'm glad the show's kept them around because I was kind of looking at what these girls are doing in the episode, and some of them are a bit more gung-ho about killing and, you know, the wilderness wanting more and all that sort of thing. And obviously that's what Lottie probably wants. But see, the thing is, we can all sit here as like more rational people who haven't been in this situation and think like, okay, you should do this, you should do that. And we have to remember the state of mind these girls are probably in. But throughout this episode, I'm like, no, you need to keep. Well, obviously, one of them dies straight away. I was like, no, you need to kind of keep these around because there's so many questions you should be asking these two people. But yeah, you kind of wonder with like young Shauna if she'd have killed that woman straight away if the others weren't there. She seemed like she just really wanted to. So yeah, but. Yeah, there's a bunch of questions. Like, okay, where did this radio come from? Who are you in contact with? All kinds of stuff. I did feel a bit sorry for Van when her and Thaisa do find the radio thing, and I mean, we know it's broken before that because they snapped the signal thing off. But interesting that she goes straight away of like, oh, I'm gonna try and contact my mum. Interesting that she's. Remember, I mean, there's certain things that are kind of ingrained in our brains that, like, that we haven't used for years or something, maybe phone numbers and stuff. So she still remembers that, which is good. But I didn't, even from the moment these lots showed up to the end of last week, I didn't for a moment think like, oh yeah, these are going to be the characters that take the girls home. I thought it might raise some like parts of those questions and some plot points of those, which it has done so far, like with Van trying to contact the outside. But I don't think they're going to be like the rescue team or something, Because again, they're supposed to be here for some like frog expedition thing or something like that. So, yeah. I think when these girls get saved, it's gonna properly be by like a boat or a helicopter, or there's gonna be like, I think there's gonna be like a proper actual team that shows up and not just a few people out on a whim, sort of thing. Which kind of is interesting because again, the black box thing and all that from what season one. Which I don't think is going to get brought back up until maybe whoever rescues these girls, and you can say rescued them because we know at some point they do get rescued. They're going to maybe ask about that. I mean, they could just say, "Hey, it got lost in the wreckage. We have no idea where it is, or it got broken in the wreckage. We have no idea where it is." So yeah, there we go. I feel like there should be loads more stuff for me to talk about, but this episode gave us a bunch of like, here's what's going on with these bits, we'll see you next week kind of thing. But it's again more of a, it's more of just, it answers the cliffhanger well from last week, kind of about like, okay, who are these people, where do they kind of come from? We've got a good rough answer of those things. We've got more going on with Van, and we'll see what happens to her. Shauna's on a new mission. Thaisa may or may not be in control of herself. Misty's got Walter to deal with. What is Walter's actual motivation from the information? Is it true? Is it not? Whatever. Because again, I don't think, unless you're talking about maybe Jeff or Van, I don't think that you can listen to any character in this show give you an explanation and go, "Oh yeah, cool. That's probably exactly what's going on," which I think is good again. So we'll see. Right, 3 episodes left of the season. Yeah, we'll see what they give us for the rest of the season. If you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episode or anything else, of course, methodentertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK, and there's information in the show notes. By the way, apologies for, well, I say apologies, it wasn't my fault. There is a weird thing going on with the website at the moment. I am actively talking to the people I host the podcast with. Some of the episodes you might have come across, I don't know if it's more of the recent episodes or the previous, or like, I'm not just talking about Yellow Jackets, I'm talking about Entertainment Talks ones, are playing the incorrect episodes, unfortunately. Now, for last week's podcast, if you did press play on that, on the site version, it would have given you the Ted Lasso episode. I did put a little link, I did like a new redirect thing, I put a link in there for the actual episode. So if you played that and got confused and it was Ted Lasso, I mean, I did as well. On the podcast feed, it did seem to be the normal Yellow Jackets episode for 306. So this one should work fine because it's going to be a fresh post and there shouldn't be any other episode files hanging around. We're going to try and do Gaming Talk this weekend, I think Saturday or Sunday. I mean, that's what the weekend is. Yeah, but unfortunately, there's not much I can do about that right now. So if you come across a podcast and Entertainment Talk and it gives you the wrong episode, we're trying to fix what's going on there. So it's just taking longer than what we thought it might. But yeah, there we go. A lot of them are working. I've checked a bunch of them, and most of them are working. It's just some of them aren't. But yeah, if you go to play an episode, basically, and you notice just before it's going to start, the time code on it changes. Then that's what's going on with that. So, but this one should be fine. I put out like a little test episode as well, which was like 15 seconds, and that one worked out fine. So, we'll see. All right, but yeah, if you want to listen to last week's Yellow Jackets episode, and you find the Ted Lasso podcast there, if you scroll down a bit, there's like a whole paragraph where I explain what's going on. If you click on that paragraph, because that paragraph is clickable, it'll take you to a redirect. It'll look very blank and empty because I didn't want to put too much in there. And then the actual episode is sitting in there for Yellow Jackets. But if you listened on podcast platforms, you seemingly got the correct episode because I did as well. So anyway. But yeah, we'll see what happens with a bunch of this stuff next week. We'll see if Van is okay. I don't think she's going to like die next week or something. See what Shauna's going to do. There's going to be interesting next kind of. Because, okay, what do they do with the two hikers that are left? How long are they going to survive for? Because it sounds like both of them died. What is Shauna going to do with this young woman? What will happen between Misty and Walter? What will happen between, I guess, Misty and Shauna? What will Ty do next? what's going to happen next with Van. What else have you got that's going on? Yeah, when do we find out, like, okay, who killed Lottie, who is Pit Girl, all this sort of stuff. Yeah, what's up with the communications devices that these hikers have got? Where did they get it from? Who are they kind of working for on that? And I guess you could have asked them, okay, can you send rescue for us? But they can't contact the outside world anymore because the thing's broken. So there we go. All right, we'll see what happens with all those curious bits and pieces on Yellow Jackets in the next 3 weeks. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main art, podcasts. Again, apologies if you get given the wrong episode for different things, but we're working on sorting that out. You can support us, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, same name, TV, games, films, main night podcasts. The next one will be, it'll probably be Gaming Talk and then back to Yellow Jackets. I'm not planning on doing anything else next week. Plus, I want to hold off on doing more stuff right now because I've got this podcasting to sort out. Anyway, support us by listening to more stuff, word of mouth, social media. If someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about their podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Every podcast with the options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geektown Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk. As for your renewals and cancellations and all that sort of stuff. I don't think we've actually been renewed for... I will be pretty shocked if it does get cancelled, because I've heard the ratings have been pretty good. The only thing they might do, because of the slightly shaky reception recently, is like, okay, you're not getting a fifth season, maybe you're just getting a fourth, but... I don't know. I believe how it works. As long as the ratings are good, you can keep going. So, and we've not got that long left of the show. It's only 22 episodes, if that's how many we end up getting. 23 episodes, yeah. So we'll see. We're on Twitch, eTalk UK, but more active on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.